CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. It's been a deadly night in Philadelphia. CBS News Philadelphia is reporting that police say two people have died and six others have been wounded in a shooting. It happened late Monday night after a car meetup. Three more inmates who escaped from the New Orleans jail almost 2 weeks ago have been captured. The latest from CBS News New Orleans reporter Lily Cummings.
Around 6 Monday evening, the sixth arrest was made by Baton Rouge police. Police say they received an anonymous tip. About an hour later, we learned two more inmates were captured by Texas authorities in Walker County. That's about 75 miles north of Houston. That leaves two inmates on the run.
11 passengers, including two children, were injured when a boat exploded in Fort Lauderdale, Florida on Memorial Day. Fire and Rescue's Frank Guzman.
For reasons that we don't know yet, a boat exploded. It tossed people into the water. Good Samaritans came over right away and started rescuing them.
Memorial Day went smoothly at troubled Newark Liberty Airport, likely because the FAA has temporarily limited the number of flights into and out of the airport. CBS's Meg Oliver is there.
The FAA has assured Americans that air travel is safe. However, whether it will be consistent throughout the summer months is another question. So all anyone can do right now is they work to fix the aging infrastructure is just to really use some common sense guidelines, right? Pack your patients, arrive at the airport early, try to be flexible, and try not to get upset if things don't go your way.
Despite hopes for a ceasefire in Gaza, no agreement has been reached or announced, and misery persists in the enclave. Aid trucks are trickling in, but not nearly fast enough. Olga Sharevko is with the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
This latest offensive and these ongoing hostilities for 19 months now have had an absolutely devastating impact on the civilians in Gaza.
A federal judge in Oakland is scheduled to hold a hearing on Tuesday on a lawsuit by Epic Games. The company filed an antitrust lawsuit against Apple 5 years ago over Apple's removal of a popular video game from its App Store. Here's CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
Fast forward a couple of years through this lawsuit, and now Epic has largely won what it wanted. Its game, Fortnite, is back in the App Store. And some of the controls Apple had around how apps would collect payments from users and how apps can market themselves were changed as a result.
Apple removed the game after Epic launched its own in-app payment system, which Apple doesn't allow. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay is my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list? I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Well, these polymers aren't as flexible as Batch K3.
Researcher Laurie is stretched thin.
Did you get the vulcanization analytics from V66? Wait, are these rubber scores from last week?
She needs to hire new lab technicians so she can bounce back into her old self.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our matching platform lets you spend less time searching and more time connecting with candidates. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Did the wife of a president push him in the face?
Video from Sunday evening shows French President Emmanuel Macron's plane door opening, revealing him. His wife Brigitte's arms then emerge from the left of the open doorway. She places both hands on her husband's face and gives it a shove. He later puts his arm out to take hers, but she never gives it. Macron's office initially denied the authenticity of the images before they were confirmed as real. He's now calling it all overblown, saying the pair were horsing around. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Britain's King Charles has arrived in Ottawa on a visit that Canada's leader says will underscore his nation's sovereignty. President Trump's repeated suggestion that the U.S. will annex Canada prompted Prime Minister Mark Carney to invite Charles to give a speech from the throne that will outline the government's agenda for the new parliament. The King of England is the head of state in Canada. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
W.R.J. meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies in the overnight. Light northeast winds and morning lows in the upper 40s. On Tuesday, those clouds stick around with highs in the upper 50s. Showers enter the picture Tuesday night with our lows dropping in the upper 40s.
It's 53 at our studios.
Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Working my way back to you, babe, with a burning love inside. Yeah, I'm working my way back to you, babe, and the happiness that I let it get away. Day and every day, when you were so
back to when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof. And your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. With my baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk,
boardwalk. From the park you hear the happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
Except this time he's gone for good. He'll never come back now, even though he said he would. So darling, dry your eyes. So many other guys would give the world, I'm sure, to wear the shoes he wore. Oh, come on.
Smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. You're lonely now, love's coming to an end. But darling, only now are you free to start again. Lift up your pretty chin, don't let those tears begin. You're a big girl now, and you'll pull through somehow. Oh, come on. Smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. Rosemary, you must keep on trying. I know that
smile for me, Rosemary, Rosemary.
For 98 years, you're home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Girls are hip.
North Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
She told me I could.
Something tells me.
been on your mind? Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you go down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. We're not bad people, we're not dirty, we're not mean. We love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, last we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Conversation. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, no, no.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Love.
You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a bag and a pretty fucking vine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, what you need is love potion number 9.
I'll help you carry on for CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. It's a massive Memorial Day tradition in Southern California.
A loud send-off as thousands of riders headed out on the streets of Riverside. They left at 9/11 to commemorate the lives lost in that attack, and they are also raising money to help the Riverside National Cemetery so that they can honor fallen veterans.
I think as a service member, you kind of just have that heart to serve and to pay respect however you can to the veterans, who, especially those that lost their lives for us.
I have family that have served. My son is a veteran. It is an honor to be here.